Reading, thinking about what I was going to try to have us to study coming up after Jimmy gets through. And I was reading in Jeremiah, thinking about that, debating between that and Ecclesiastes. But I read this, and I said, yeah, I can make a good devo out of that. Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, and verse 16, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. We could take and make probably 3 different lessons out of this. First, stand in the ways. Stand strong. Stand truthfully. Stand right. Ask for the old paths. This is what he was telling Judah that they needed to do. They needed to look back and do what they did at one time, following the old paths, following the Lord's way, where the good way is, the Lord's way, the good way. Then he said, walk in it. And that's what I want us to look at for just a few moments. Walk in it. If you will, turn to Ephesians, because we're going to be looking at a lot of verses right in Ephesians. We'll start with the 2nd chapter, and we're going to be talking about walk. And this walk is not talking about on our 2 feet as we walk around and about things, but this is a person's behavior, how one's journey is going in life. How are we living our life? That is what we're talking about when we're talking about walk. And in Ephesians 2, Paul has, I guess you say, warned them that at one time their walking was in the wrong way. They had followed and knew he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. He's telling the Ephesians that, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. He's telling them they once walked in the paths, in the way of wrongdoing, disobedience, unrighteousness. Then he said, verse 3, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Now, as we begin, Paul goes throughout Ephesians, and he gives many, I guess we call them admonitions, warnings, exhortations, whatever we might want to call them, about how to walk, how to live our life. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works. So man is to walk in good works. Man walks in good works. We were created for that. And how often do we fail? In Ephesians 4th chapter, verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we walk in unity. Unity of faith. All together. The same thing. The same desires. The same thoughts. In the Word. To make us fullness in Christ. So we walk in unity. Then in Ephesians 4. Down at verse 17 through 24, but I'm not going to read it all. I want to go down verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So, walking in newness of life. And we can pretty well say that just about everyone that's in here have got to that point that we should be walking in newness of life. Putting away that old sinful man that we had before we were baptized, before we became a Christian, walking in newness of life. Then on down to 5:2, and walk in love. Walk in love. And look how strong that love ought to be. As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Is it possible for man to love one another that much? That we love as Christ loved us? You know, we need to think a lot about that. Walk in love as Christ gave us. Then on down in 5, down about verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Walk, not as fools, redeeming our time, using our time. And he uses the word circumspectly. I'd rather say carefully. Use our time carefully, spending it so that our days won't be evil. Walking in the light where there is goodness, righteousness, and truth. Walk in wisdom. Again, Ephesians 5:15. I got the different verse there. Let's see if I can find it. Walk in wisdom so that we can. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Walking in wisdom, the wisdom that we have, studying and learning the Bible. The question that I want us to ask each of us, or we ask ourselves, how are we walking? How are we living our life? We go through all of these. Walking in the way of the Lord. And as we noticed there at one time, that's the only way. That's the best way. And I believe is the way to put it, that is what is acceptable to the Lord. Walking in good works, walking in unity, walking in newness of life, walking in love, walk in light. You know, we say, where is light? God is the light. Christ is the light. The darkness is the devil. And that reminds me, I had one there I was going to talk about tonight. The devil's Bible. But I didn't bring that, so we'll leave it at that. Sometime I'll let you see it or read it. but he talks about the devil's Bible. And it goes over the excuses that we offer so many times as to why we're not at worship. Oh, I got a headache. Oh, I got this. I worked so long. I this, I that. They proclaim that to be the devil's Bible. The excuses that we make that we cannot walk in the light as God wants us to. So as we stand and sing the invitation, if any feels that you need prayers or whatever, we'd be glad to pray for you, pray with you. If any feels the need of baptism, it's up there. And we can definitely climb those stairs. Matt, as we stand and sing.